is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American who can help us to stop the totalitarians? The totalitarians, they are on the move. They are not stopping. But you can throw a wrench into the gears, into the cogs. The wrench will find itself. You could be that wrench, but you have to make a commitment as an exceptional American to stop the totalitarians. They're committed, and they have money. They have wealth, but so do we. And we will show you the way. Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. A21R.com will also get you there. Please feel free to email me, paul@A21R.com. Okay. A little wrench theme. Donald Trump wants you to work with your hands, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what can I say? Dedicated my life to getting kids to work with their hands and get jobs and stay away from gangs and things like that. And I knew that as an educator, one of the best ways in which you could do that was awesomely engage students with their hands. And we're not talking about hand-to-hand combat, the use of guns and knives and gangs and things like that. That's not the engagement I'm talking about. I'm talking about learning with your hands. One of the greatest ways to learn is with manipulations, with your hands and your fingers and your eyes and your senses and your smells, all this stuff. Engage the whole learner, and you will be intelligent. You know, music is a great way to engage now, isn't it? I love music because of its engagement, but there's good and bad music. There's good and bad engagement. And, of course, music drives you emotionally, doesn't it? It drives those audio, your auditory skills. And you can discern good music from bad music, dark music from light music. You can discern that. And it can put you in the mood. I think it was Glenn Miller, In the Mood. Is that what it was? I'll have to look that one up. We'll have to play that, In the Mood. I'm writing it down right now. In the Mood. Because that's what music does to you. Long being recognized. The history of music is pretty incredible. Music that we have today, Western style music in particular. It's unbelievable, the history. It's not that old either. Bernstein wrote a book called, The Creators. Bornstein wrote the book called The Creators, one of the best books I've ever read. I gave it to a listener. I want you to return it. It's all got all my highlights and everything. It's a thick book. That was a number of years ago. That was when I was doing the Inside Education show. We're talking about education. We're talking about music education. Go back and look at music and where it came from in Western civilization. Something to do with the Bible. Really? Yeah. The New Testament. You know, it's kind of interesting, that Bible thing, how much it has driven humanity. You can really see its presence when you go to Europe, actually. And you realize that on every street corner, you have these huge, monstrous cathedrals, all built in the name of Christ. You know, while you're overpowered by that, but it's interesting, the sadness of Europe. If you were to go in those cathedrals on Sunday, and they're empty. Two world wars had an impact greater than music could ever afford on the psyche of the Europeans. They became a Christless nation. Really? European Union? Hello? While many Christians in America during the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s were out saving people in Africa and South America and Asia, good work, all of you missionaries, a lot of people were forgetting about Europe. They never returned to Christ like they had before. The Catholic Church, of course, is trying to reign supreme there. You betcha. That's why they work so closely with Islam in Europe. That's why Angela Merkel, a former East German communist herself, who's now the leader of Germany, a unified Germany. Well, I'm giving you some real history here now, aren't I? That's why she's looking for skilled laborers. A working class of people that the elites in Germany can look down upon, because working class obviously connotes something pejorative now, doesn't it? I can't tell you how many times I have heard that. But I have a different concept of working class. I have a concept known as class. And classes that you are equally trained up in the intellectual pursuits and also the hand skills. That's what we do in America. By the way, at least we need to return to that, because as I speak, our education system is crippled and no longer teaches hand skills, teaches with the hands. Oh, we might be able to make some robots and stuff, but no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about from the ground up, where kids are taught manipulatives until they graduate from high school. You see, that has been systematically removed from education all across the nation, except for some places like in Massachusetts. They have some pretty good technical schools in Connecticut on the East Coast where you, shipbuilding and so on. California, no nine yet. They're all gone. Less than 10% of secondary schools in California have a shop class. And most of those shop classes, they only have a few sections. It's almost completely gone. Now, why would they do that? Why would they cripple a nation, a state, and take away the learning hand skills? Well, it's called dumbing down. Let's not be stupid. The dumbing down of America, which Charlotte Isherby and others projected, and I was talking about, I was screaming about 30 years ago. We could see it happening in the schools. No one knows how to work with their hands any longer. Donald Trump gets it. Being in the industry of real estate and high rises, he understands the importance of hand skills in learning. He understands the importance of someone working with a wrench. And I will say to you, ladies and gentlemen, you are the wrench. We are looking for exceptional Americans who wrench, who know how to work with those tools. The tools that will rebuild America. It starts with education. It's time to make the pivot back to real learning and get rid of the totalitarian nature of education that we have today. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Business owners and independent contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Get back to your hands, ladies and gentlemen. We're not asking you to get on your hands and knees either. No, we don't do that here on this radio show. We just say, stand up. Be exceptional. Take that wrench in and throw it right into the cogs of the totalitarians. You know, there's an interesting statue that I think it's in Russia. I'm going to have to figure this one out. We used to post it up on the radio show. And some of our YouTubes back there have it as sort of a symbolic gesture. There is a statue of totalitarian. That's what it's called. It's called the totalitarian. And it's a big machine robot figure, and it's got a body in it. It could be your body. But it's very emblematic, very symbolic, especially in a totalitarian country, former totalitarian country, I should say. I mean, and other people who hate Russia will say, "Ah, it's totalitarian." Unlike, let's say, China, unlike, let's say, what you find in Islam. Oh, there's no totalitarian things there going on. And other religions as well. Oh, no, there's no totalitarianism there. Working with your hands, ladies and gentlemen, is quintessential to freedom in this country. And you can see one of the ways to destroy our freedom is to destroy our borders. And how do we do that? We bring in people like that maybe want to work with our hands, like illegal immigrants or immigrants, and flood them with the wink, wink, nod, nod of a nation's leader such as an Angela Merkel. And by the way, what's happening to Germany? It's being overrun. Apparently, it's okay with Angela Merkel. And who is she bringing in to help support her in her election bid next month? None other than the Mr. Totalitarian himself. Drum roll, no. Barack Hussein Obama. He's going to be visiting Berlin. I think he's going to go from Tahiti to Berlin. I don't know why he might want to. I mean, he's going to travel across the Pacific and across the great. Maybe he's going to do a world tour and end up in Berlin, where his roots are so deep in Berlin. The victory statue at the end of Unter der Linden Street. Anyone? About a mile and a half down the road from the Brandenburg Gate. Anyone? This time he's going to be speaking at the foot of the Brandenburg Gate, I guess. At the same time, Donald Trump's going to be in Berlin talking to NATO leaders. Now, what do you think about that? I don't know. Just a few thoughts. Hand skills. Bring in illegal immigrants to take over the jobs that none of those Americans want. None of the children of these rich Americans want to do that kind of work. After all, it's the working class, isn't it? You see, one of the things these people fear the most is the American-style working class. Heavy emphasis on class. They don't want to see people that have been trained up, utilizing their hands, understanding art, understanding music, building things. They don't want that mixed in with, guess what, intellectual pursuits. Oh, boy. All of a sudden, when you get a combination like that, and even from your public schools, I might add, you get an American. And you know what? That type of person can grow up in your country, too. Only if they have a constitution that grants you God-given rights, I might add. Just a little bit of exceptionalism being pointed out to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. You see, the people who support it, the United Nations Agenda 21 and the 2030 Agenda, they don't like the idea I just put out there. No, we can't have Americans running around trained up on how to build things, how to create things, how to become entrepreneurs, how to pursue their love of what they want to do. They don't want that. No, so we're going to attack your schools. Yes, indeed. Why do you think the universities are the way they are today? Why do you think your K-12 system is broken down, almost destroyed? Why do you think adult education in California went away? The largest mechanism for assimilation into this nation through ESL programs and other programs, teaching people how to speak English, the largest mechanism and mover was ended by none other, are you ready for this, than then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Good little socialist that he is, right? Oh, did I start off this segment talking about a big statue of a totalitarian? I think they call it totalitarian. One could project that image onto Arnold Schwarzenegger. Except, bad news for Arnold fans, he has to wear cowboy boots to give him lift so he can stand about 5 feet, 9 inches tall. I hate to terminate the imagery of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but we must do that. But it was him who destroyed that program, adult education, which provided for, in this state, the largest assimilation machine this country had. Quietly in the middle of the night. We're just going to get rid of those categorical programs, and that way school districts, you can just take the money from adult education and do what you want. That was something that devastated adult education in California. Now look at us. They want us to speak Spanish only in California. They're moving in that direction. Thanks to this legislature. Thanks to the proposition. Thanks to Jerry Brown. This is coming to your nation. Oh, let's throw in MS-13. Good little gangsters nationwide. And then we'll bring in Islam. Fresno, California, yesterday, 3 dead. I'm just pointing that out to you. Working with your hands is all important, ladies and gentlemen. It is something that is necessary, ladies and gentlemen.
And welcome back to Hannity. So since the day he announced he was running for president, well, Donald Trump vowed to bring jobs back to America. And today he took yet another step to keep that promise. And that is tonight's mini monologue. All right, the president traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin earlier today. He toured the Snap-on Tools headquarters. After he saw the facility, well, the president addressed the crowd, signed an executive order about buying American and hiring American. Watch this.
Together, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that more products are stamped with those wonderful words, made in the USA. With this order, I'm directing every single agency in our government to strictly uphold our Buy American laws, to minimize the use of waivers, and to maximize made in America content in all federal projects. In America, we honor work. We honor grit. We honor craftsmanship. We honor the men and women who turn dreams into reality with their own two hands.
You know what? It's about time. Now, why shouldn't we put American companies first? Why shouldn't we try and hire American workers as much as possible? And, yes, buy American products as much as we can. Seems like a no-brainer, but of course, the left, they're going to try and tear this executive order to shreds like past executive orders. Now, for me, it's just my own feeling. I prefer to keep American factories going. That's why I've only been purchasing American cars for all my adult life. So I applaud the president's decision today. It's nice having a commander-in-chief that, A, keeps his promises, who's looking out for the American worker, for once. And welcome back to Hannity. So since
for once, we're honoring the American worker. Isn't it about time, ladies and gentlemen, that we do that? Of course it is. It's necessary. It is timely. The American worker, building things with your hand. What a concept. Your hand is valuable to learning. Throw in the other hand. Two hands are better than one to learn with. Think about it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A21R.com. Both of those addresses will get you there. That's A21R.com. And remember, my email is paul@A21R.com. paul@A21R.com. Numanna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com. /agenda21 for your survival needs. Yep. Get flashlights. Have some sort of lighting system, medical kits, supplies, go bags. Things that will help you when you need to escape. Now, we have this situation out here called the Oroville Dam situation. We've been advertising Numanna for years. And we are trying to get people to understand what is really truly going on at the dam and be safe. And we are learning, and we have learned what happened the last time they called for an evacuation. By the way, rightfully done by the sheriff in Butte County. Absolutely. Our lives depended upon that decision, and that's going to come out. Yeah, good old Jerry Brown does not want to release what happened that night, does not want to release his information, the emails that went back and forth and have been going back and forth. No transparency. He's declaring national security reason. Terrorist. He's saying terrorists could use all that information. Really, Jerry? Don't get me going. Sub-chief terrorist, Jerry Brown. I think we worry about Jerry Brown more than anything else. That's why we have these laws of transparency. See how loyal he truly is to California. And what caused him to neglect? I'm sorry. Numanna Foods. I'll get back to this. You get me going, right? Numanna Foods. One of the sources. There are other companies out there. And if you've got a great company that supplies that type of packaging and food selection and equipment, great. Support them. I mean, or don't support them, just do it. Anyway, so we offer that one up. Liberty Tour number 6 is around the corner, just a couple of days away. We are all excited about this. Scott Cahill is going to be here, Katie Grimes, Chris Street, Scott Bennett, Red Smith, Cal Exit, which we're going to talk about here in the next hour, Folds. Hello. Well, it kind of folds. Gee, I wonder where they're going. That's the question. Cal Exit, yeah, they've taken themselves out of the ballot initiative business. We knew it was doomed, but it was interesting. We learned a lot from the experience of Cal Exit, and we'll be sharing that with you. Next hour, we're also going to be talking about, well, I guess his name is Gary Grindall. I was calling him Eric. Gary Grindall. And what an anti-Agenda 21 person he is. He's going to get an award. He is definitely going to get an award from us for something, for being such an ardent spokesperson down in Southern California trying to stop the totalitarians. Anyway, more about Donald Trump. More about what is truly going on, I guess you can say, in this whole business. This whole business of bringing back America. It's got to start with education, guys. It's got to start with education. I don't care what you say. It starts very, very young. We've got to bring our young kids around. We have to place them in the education system. We have to place them in the education system in the appropriate grades at the appropriate grade level. That's just a little side comment. We talked about this. I actually worked with George Runner, a state senator here in California, to help bring up the age of kids getting into kindergarten. We were faced years ago with a crazy law that came out in 1992. So many laws that would impact upon generations came out back in that day. One of the days was we're going to drop the age of membership into kindergarten. So you had this problem with teachers that were faced with the fact, kindergarten teachers, that they had educational standards for first and second graders they had to teach to kindergartners. But the problem was their kindergartners that they would stare at on the first day of school were 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. That made up the classes of many California kindergartens for years, till we realized, and I realized that, gee, a lot of the kids I was getting in as freshmen were 12 and a half years old. And, oh, by the way, what was happening to those 12 and a half year olds? They were all being suspended and thrown into continuation schools because they couldn't handle high school. Gee, a little maturity thing going on there at that age, you think? Even 13-year-olds just couldn't handle it. That's because they were too young to be placed in kindergarten to begin with. Now, just part of the so-called machinery of the totalitarians in the education system, I just thought I'd throw that one out there. A little by the by. I don't want to get too distracted from our main conversation, which is, of course, what in the world has Donald Trump been up to in terms of trying to bring back the educational system? What are the demands that he requires? What is he driving at? And, you know, it's interesting, now that he's gotten stronger in his administration, we're starting to see more and more good things come from Donald Trump in his speeches, his presentations, his speeches and presentations that he's been making all around the country, and starting to more and more and more. And yesterday, he was in Wisconsin, and he was talking about tools at the Snap-on plant. Yeah, Snap-on tools, wrenches, things like that. Those kind of things. Those are the things he was talking about. A president talking about tools. Now, pay attention to what he has to say here. We're going to run just a few minutes of this. It is mind-boggling, ladies and gentlemen, that we are seeing this come from the President of the United States.
In the Unresolved Problem segment tonight, President Trump making good on his promise to put America first. Today, he signed a double-barreled executive order marketed as Buy American, Hire American. It would add restrictions to the H-1B visa program for highly skilled foreign workers and would require government agencies to buy more U.S.-made products.
This historic action declares that the policy of our government is to aggressively promote and use American made goods and to ensure that American labor is hired to do the job. It's America first. You better believe it. First, we will fully monitor, uphold, and enforce our Buy American laws, which we haven't done. Secondly, we are going to enforce the higher American rules that are designed to protect jobs and wages of workers in the United States.
And in keeping with the president's goal to crack down on immigration abuses, the president also praised his Homeland Security Secretary.
Secretary Kelly, DHS, he has a message to illegal immigrants. He says a single DUI can get you kicked out of the country. Do you agree with that stance?
Well, I'm letting him run it. He's great. He's a great general. He was a tremendously successful general, and I'm letting him run it. But I will tell you, we've gotten tremendous criminals out of this country, and I'm talking about illegal immigrants that were here that caused tremendous crime, that have murdered people, raped people, horrible things have happened. They're getting the hell out or they're going to prison. And so many towns and cities are thanking me because we have gotten rid of a burden that you would not believe. I mean, it is a serious problem, and we never did anything about it, and now we're doing something about it.
How serious is the problem of our porous southern border? Just listen to what Homeland Security John Kelly said today.
If there is, when there is, another terrorist attack in our country, if it comes from outside the country, up until 90 days ago, I would say that individual, as we would do the forensics on it, that individual or individuals get into the United States through the southwest border. I'm staying up late at night, every night, to try to prevent that from happening. But no, that's what keeps me up awake at night.
Joining us now to analyze from Washington, Fox News contributor Lisa Booth, and from Los Angeles radio talk show host Ethan Bierman. Ethan, if I could start with you, because as I understand it, you think that actually the left would have liked the executive order on Buy American, Hire American today even more than the right.
Yeah, originally that's the case. The opposition to Donald Trump, our president, of course, has changed some of that. But, of course, protecting American jobs is what the labor movement, the union movement, for a very long time was pushing. We had the Obama administration, we had the Bush administration not doing that. I fully support President Trump.
It's interesting how the left now is out. Remember when I said in the last hour how many Democrats are coming over to the right? Coming over to conservatism? That's my point. They are. Why? Because of the policies of Donald J. Trump attacking old home turf for the Democrats.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Also, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. That's 800-711-5095. And remember, visit my email. Visit me with a personal email to me, paul at a21r.com, Numanna, numanna.com/agenda21 is our sponsor, one of our sponsors. And, of course, the Liberty Tour, number 6, coming up. Visit our website. You will not want to miss out on this. It's going to be an absolute barn burner. Liberty Tour, number 6. Okay, back to it. This whole thing of illegal immigration and attacks, MS-13, our ability to make things, it's all related, ladies and gentlemen. You see, because a lot of people feel the answer for creating things is through illegal immigration. Yeah, bring them illegally into this country. Pay for these people to come across the border to be used by the cartels. Because you see, human trafficking is the other big source of income for the cartels. We'll get those illegal aliens across the border. We don't need no stinking laws. We don't need no immigration laws. We'll just create a lawless society. Isn't that exactly what we have been trying to tell you for the last 8 years that they are doing and have been doing, is creating a lawless society? Immigration, you know, now listen. Violating immigration laws, really, pretty much when you take a look at it, coming across the border, I understand is a misdemeanor, not a felony. It can become a felony later on as you commit crimes. You see, to a person who fundamentally wants to break the law, or their genesis is to break the law, that is a problem. Not all people who come across the border, sneak across the border, will do that. Not all illegals will do that. Let's make that very, very clear. There are good people amongst the illegals that have good nature about themselves. They're highly grounded people. They've chosen the wrong direction, and they thirst to become an exceptional American. They thirst to have that citizenship. That is being driven by them. And we want that. We treasure that here in America. We think that that's wonderful. The problem is this: it's illegal. And that is the fundamental flaw of our governance system, is that we've permitted illegals to come in illegally and promoted illegal behavior. That's what we have done. And we need to stop that. Now we have terrorist problems based upon illegal behavior, MS-13, and also others that are here that have been brought in by the past administration, who have a certain religious flavor, if you know what I mean. Now, just yesterday, what did we experience in Fresno, California?
Streets of Fresno. But this morning, police are quick to say that it was not terror that motivated him to kill.
Jackie Banya is here with disturbing social media posts revealing new information about the shooter. Jackie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Abby and Heather. Chilling new details emerging about the man police say admitted to shooting and killing three white men in broad daylight. Social media accounts for Corey Ali Muhammad. You see him there painting a frightening picture, even foreshadowing his violent attack.
Be death and destruction, murder and mayhem. That's what you get when you're with me, you see.
Now, this post from March contains the phrase Allah Akbar. It's the same thing police say the gunman was shouting as he was arrested. However, investigators say the murderous rampage was racially motivated and not terrorism.
This is solely based on race. And it has nothing to do with terrorism, in spite of the statements that he made. He did clarify that the reason he had made that statement, in the event that anything did happen to him, that he was in fact pledging his allegiance to God for protection.
But as details continue to emerge, security official Jim Hansen says that's exactly what this is.
A hate crime is a miniature form of terrorism. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy was looking to create a black state. He was looking to kill white people, and he was doing so in the name of Allah. So you combine those things together. I don't care what particular terms you use. It is most certainly a form of terrorism.
Now, Muhammad firing 16 shots in just 2 minutes, starting by killing a passenger in a PG&E truck. Seconds later, he shoots and misses a man before killing another. He then reloads his revolver at a bus stop, shooting two people and killing one. All three victims are white. Police had been searching for Muhammad since last Thursday when they say he killed a Motel 6 security guard. This morning, he's charged with 4 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder. Abby and Heather.
Just glad that all came to an end.
Yeah.
Yep, it all came to an end, ladies and gentlemen. The religion of peace. Need I say more? The religion of peace. Brought to you by radical Islamic terrorism. I don't care what they call it. They're calling it domestic terrorism, which is better than domestic violence, right? Or just murder. This is a hate crime by a radicalized Islamic terrorist, plain and simple. I know they're going to break it down legally, because that's what the left always does, to try and defend Islam. And you have those Islamic apologists with care out there right now. This was a random act of murder, which is promoted in the Quran. Here on our shores, we have that here. It's here now. Yes, it is. It's going to continue. What do you think all those shootings were about with President Obama? Remember what I said. President Obama, under his 8 years, mass murders, 3 or more killed in any given event. And I find it interesting that we've had a couple of these attempts early on in the Trump administration at mass murders, and now they've gone beyond the number of 2 to 3 to 4. But how many did Obama have in his term? 114 in 8 years. 3 or more killed in an event. How many did Ronald Reagan have? 7. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. teacher Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Or a21r.com. A21r.com. Either one of those will get you to the website. And remember, our sponsors, Tax Mediation Services. It's that time of year again. I filed mine. What about you? If you have issues, call Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. You do not want to find yourself being audited by the IRS. Remember Lois Lerner? Mercy. Numana.com/agenda21, of course, for all of your prepper needs. And Liberty Tour 6 is on its way. It is going to be a dam buster. Yeah, the Oroville Dam will be discussed. We're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam here in the next hour, of course. Giving you a little bit of an update, the contractor who got the job. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. And like I always say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, you are exceptional Americans. Believe that. A lot of people around the world don't want to hear that, especially poor nations that are envious of us and want to destroy us. Go figure. It's biblical. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.